Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Verse number? What verse? Chapter, what? Chapter 4? 427. Okay. Shoka harsha baya dvesha. Loba moha madanvita. Mito gnanantam. Mito gnantam napashyanti. Bhavair bhavam pritak dvishah. Shoka harsha baya dvesha. Loba moha madanvita. Mito gnantam napashyanti. Bhavair bhavam pritak dvishah. Shoka. Lamentation. Harsha. Jubilation. Baya. Fear. Dvesha. Envy. Loba. Greed. Moha. Illusion. Mada. Madness. Anvitaha. Endowed with. Mitaha. One another. Gnantam. Engaged in killing. Napashyanti. Do not see. Bhavai. Because of such differentiation. Bhavam. The situation in relation to the Supreme Lord. Pritak drishaha. Persons who see everything as separate from the control of the Lord. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Persons with the vision of differentiation are imbued with the material qualities lamentation, jubilation, fear, envy, greed, illusion, and madness. They are influenced by the immediate cause, which they are busy counteracting. Because they have no knowledge of the remote, supreme cause, the supreme personality of Godhead. Sorry, I added the word supreme. It's not there. Purport. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. But one who has no connection with Krishna is disturbed by immediate causes and cannot restrain his vision of separation or differences. When an expert physician treats a patient, he tries to find the original cause of the disease and is not diverted by symptoms of that original cause. Similarly, a devotee is never disturbed by reverses in life. Tatte nukampam susamikshamanaha. A devotee understands that when he is in distress, this is due to his own past misdeeds, which are now accruing reactions, although by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these are only very slight. Karmani nir dahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Samhita 554. When a devotee under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to suffer because of faults in his past deeds. He passes through only a little misery by the grace of the Lord. Although the disease of a devotee is due to mistakes committed sometime in the past, he agrees to suffer and tolerate such miseries, and he depends fully on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he is never affected by material conditions of lamentation, jubilation, fear, and so on. A devotee never sees anything to be unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Madhvacharya, quoting from the Bhavishya Purana, says, Bhagavad darshanadyasya virodad darshanam pritak pritak drishti savigyayo natu sadbeda darshanaha. This is, he should be understood, translation that I'm making up. This person should be understood as one with separatist vision, who, because of having a contrary attitude against the vision of the Lord, I guess it's the vision that the Lord himself has, then he has a separate vision, but not someone who makes transcendental distinctions, sadbeda, or proper distinctions. That's not what we're talking about when we call someone a separatist. We're not saying everything is one. We are separatists. We do separate different existences. We don't say everything is, there is no separation. There's no beta. We're not abhedavadis. But we don't want to be separate from Krishna. And that doesn't mean we want to merge into Krishna's existence. We want to have no separate desire. Mayarpita mano buddhir. Krishna says that his devotee, his real devotee, offers unto him his mind and intelligence. We should maintain our separate identities as Krishna's servants. Krishna is God. That position of God is already filled. We don't need another Krishna. You know, if you want to be another Krishna, then go join some other Mayavad Sampradaya. Then you can become Krishna. But we want servants of Krishna. Krishna wants servants. And they have to have separate identities. But they have to have an attitude that is harmonious with Krishna's intentions and desires. Mayarpita mano buddhi. That kind of unity we need. Now, literal oneness. Everyone's, we're all walking Krishnas with peacock feathers in our heads. But that, we address each other, namo narayanaya. No. We want to be have a unified attitude of wanting what Krishna wants. And what Krishna wants from each one of us is not the same. And what he wants from one is not exactly what he wants from another. He wants different kinds of service. In general, he'd like everyone to be his servant. But one servant is chastising Krishna and one servant is bowing down. He wants different attitudes of service, individual. So in our individual capacity, in our own service, our own relationship with Krishna, we should have unity of intention. No, it doesn't work if we have a different agenda than Krishna does. And generally, as neophytes, we do. Neophytes are separatists. They're not as separatists as the Mayavadis or the materialists. But they still have a problem of having a separate agenda from Krishna's. We still have ideas in our head, what we think we want and what we need. And it's not exactly what Krishna has in mind. So we're still persevering in the attitude of a separatist. Kapiladev, talking to his mother, explains that their devotional service can be executed in the modes. And there's different separatist attitudes. According to which mode you're still contaminated by, you're performing devotional service mixed with goodness, passion, or ignorance, you're maintaining a separatist attitude. If you're in ignorance, you hate the other devotees. Tamasic means that you feel inimical to the other servants of Krishna, and you consider them your enemies or competitors, and you would like to drag them down. The only way you can figure out you're going to rise up is to drag the other ones down. That is devotional service in the mode of ignorance. And that's certainly separatist attitude. If you don't like Krishna's devotees, how much is Krishna going to like you? You know, how much did he like Duryodhan? How much did he accept Duryodhan's service? Duryodhan had this tamasic attitude. He may have considered himself a Vaishnava. But what did Vishnu think about his devotion? Not much. It's some sort of devotion. And Duryodhan was saved in the end because he was a Vaishnava. But he wasn't executing his devotional service favorably in that tamasic separatist attitude. And similarly, we can have a separatist rajasic attitude. We're not out to destroy our devotees, the other devotees, but we want to do better than they do and have our fame spread throughout the world. And it sometimes means competition. You know, when you're doing business competition, you don't necessarily want to destroy, literally destroy your competitors, but you do want to do better than them. You want to see that you get the bigger share of the business. So we're having a mercantile attitude that we want to, you know, collect the most disciples or the most money or the most fame and do better than all the other devotees. That's rajasic. And it's sattvic that I want to do my sadhana very nicely and be peaceful and not be disturbed. That's sattvic. It's also separatist. The world is going to hell in a wheelbarrow and we're satisfied to sit in a corner and be sattvic. Yeah, that's also separatist. That means we don't give a damn about everybody else. That's separatist. Yeah, okay, we're friendly with the devotees. We know how to, you know, deal. Yeah, you know, we know the etiquette of how to behave with Vaishnavas, and we always offer our obeisances and we always talk sweetly to the devotees. And the rest of the world who are suffering in ignorance, we ignore them. We stay in our little ashram, and you know have our friends and our nice prasadam, and the world is going to hell. So that's also separatist. You know, we're friendly with the devotees, but we don't care about those who actually need help. Also separatist, selfish. So here Vasudeva is talking to Kamsa. He's dealing with someone who's got a serious separatist attitude. He's not just trying to tell Kamsa how to be a better devotee. He's trying to save, you know, a few lives here. Kamsa is a serious threat against the Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas are in terror of him. But the principle applies to all of us that a way to assure that Krishna will not be satisfied with you no matter what you do is to maintain a separatist attitude, because Krishna is everybody's friend. Suridam sarvabhutanam. If you want to be Krishna's friend, you can't be anybody's enemy. Because Krishna is concerned for the benefit of every living being, even those who normally you would hate. An ordinary person would hate such people. Demons and people who do all sorts of nonsense. But Krishna still is their friend. And if we want to be Krishna's devotees, his servants, we should not have a contrary attitude to his. If Krishna is kindly disposed to all living entities, then as his servants, we're supposed to be too. What kind of servant is it who has a different opinion than his master? Then he's not. He's independent then. He may be, in one sense, subordinate, but he's not fully subordinate. And we don't want to be partly devotees. We want to be fully devotees. Not just in our external behavior, you know, that we don't actually do anything overtly against Krishna, but we don't even want to do anything subtly against Krishna. To dislike something that he likes, or like something that he dislikes. Of course, we have our conditioning. And we may find ourselves in such a situation. where we have a different opinion than Krishna's. But we have to try to correct that. That's a serious problem. When we don't agree with Krishna, we like something he doesn't like maybe some form of sense gratification, and we don't like things that he likes, like certain people that Krishna can tolerate, but we can't. We have to change our attitude. You know? Otherwise, we haven't offered our mind and intelligence to Krishna. Until we rise above our separatist agenda. That basically is what Vasudeva is talking about here. Hare Krishna. I think what I'm going to do is stop the class and we'll start the meeting. Okay.